Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Nat's Landing, Urgent Med and Urgent Med Plus, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Good evening, I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. We're here each and every week, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for the entire season. And this segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, and by Nat's Landing. And now, let's have a warm welcome to the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights. Here's Brandon Derrick.
Standing room only.
That's right, man. It's always packed out here at Nat's.
I'm such a celebrity.
Hey, we have back to action after a week off. Your last game, 44-13 over Augusta Prep. And it's about 10 days now since the last game. So before we really get into anything, what's it like to have anything for 10 days really going on to not intensely do football, first of all?
Well, when you're like me, you don't really stop. I started just scouting the other five teams for the next 5 weeks. So I made the coaches and the kids take Saturday and Sunday off the week before. I didn't download any film. I actually made them just stay away from football completely for two or three days, and my phone blew up for two or three days. Coach, when's film going to be loaded down? When are you going to send the film? When are you going to send the film? When's it coming? I finally said, listen, leave me alone. Y'all take the week off, take the weekend off, and then we'll come back and go to work on Monday. And I think we've done a pretty good job this week. I think we've amped it up a little bit the last 2 weeks. Kids have said, Coach, are you mad at us? And I said, nope, we're just going to get better. And so we've amped it up, and I thought they responded pretty well this week. They came off the field today pretty tired. We're not getting any cooperation with Mother Nature. Still blazing
hot
outside. Yeah, it's hot. But they're battling through it, and the biggest thing is they got to stay hydrated and continue to work, and they've done a good job this week. I was pretty pleased today walking off the field.
So when you look at the team right now, this is the big push coming up now. Homecoming is next week, 1 week away, but this is considered rivalry game according to the schedule. It's Pinewood Christian, a team that a year ago you guys blanked.
We played pretty good over there. We've kind of flipped the series with them, and when we first started they beat us, and now we've kind of started beating them. So we flipped the series some, and I hope that we can continue to do that. I think they're young. They play a lot of freshmen and sophomores, and we're experienced. I won't say we don't have a lot of kids. We play everybody. We've done a pretty good job. Our young kids have played a ton this year, and gosh, our practices are really starting to show how good that we are when we go out there and go to work every day. So it's one of those things. Our young kids got thrown in the fire, not by choice, but they had to because of injuries. And so when you're throwing freshmen and sophomores in there and they're going against juniors and seniors, they're playing grown men, and for both games, for them to go out and do what they did was pretty remarkable, those first two or three games. And then we've healed up a little bit gradually, but we've answered the bell, and, we're right now at 3-2, and the first two games we lost could very well have been victories. So we can sit around and talk about all the things that could have went wrong or could have been bad or could have been good, but I was very pleased with the kids, the way we battled through that and the situations that we were dealt. So I thought we showed a lot of character handling it.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's talk about the makeup of the team a little bit before we get into next week's game coming up Friday night. Talk about the character of your team and who are the characters on the team, because every team has its own personality. Give me some insights of what the locker room is like and what the bench is like, and who are some of the characters that the players and you look to and go, okay, that's just them.
Everyone's unique for us, and they do a good job of fitting in and making us a complete group. We play to our talents and we play to our strengths, but you also try to hide. We know we got weaknesses in places, but I've just been so impressed with our kids overall. And you have the ones that are the clowns, and then you got
the clowns. Give them a name tonight.
You know, some of them want to go out there and act goofy at times. Most of them are our sophomores, which are very funny because they thought they could be funny the whole time and they weren't going to have to play a lot at the beginning. And then all of a sudden, that first or second game, I'm like, son, you're in. He's like, coach, that guy's like 6'3", 300 pounds. He's going to eat me. I'm like, no matter. You're in there. You're the appetizer. Go, big guy. And those kids, they thought it was funny joking around at the beginning, and now they've seen the other side of it, that you have to prepare. You can still have fun and joke around, but you better be prepared for that guy that's coming downhill. So it's been really our sophomore class has been kind of the comical groups. And, you know, we've got a few of those guys that try to be the jokesters and do that. Jalen's a jokester at times. Simpson is. And, you know, but one of the things I'll give them, they when they go out there, we blow the whistle and we get started, they go to work. And, you know, we got 38 kids, and they're out there battling every day. And one thing I noticed today is, listen, they wasn't a dry bone on anybody's body out there today. It was hot, and they were sweating, and they were competing. And, you know, we've got some depth, and the kids have been battling and working and pushing each other. That's one of the things I saw today was we're going to work hard, and we're going to try to beat people one-on-one, but at the same time, we pat each other on the back and say, hey, we're going to get better. And it's one of the things I saw the kids do this week, and that was fun. And, you know, the vibe is just be a team. Go out there and tell that guy beside you that you're depending on him. Go out there, and we talked about that today.
So who are the unknown captains or new energy leaders? Who are the guys that you did not expect to also now become the guys that have the ability to own the huddle and say, yeah, let's go, guys. This is it now. Who has popped up out of nowhere?
Well, you know, it's the quiet guys that you don't think most of the time are the ones that people really look to. And then one of the things that, and I'll say this, is Cameron Gardner's really done a good job defensively because of the way he goes to work and he challenges everybody. Our skill kids, you know, majority of those guys are challenging the skill guys. Josh Meadows has really been that quiet, you know, I'm going to come in here and do my thing, but at the same time, I'm going to say, let's go, let's pick it up. And another one is, and you never know it, is Josh Elliott. He's one of the quietest guys around. He's probably got a 4.8 GPA. You can't even have one that high. But, you know, I think his lowest grade is a 99. And so, but he missed one workout all summer. And he's been there, and he's not missed the practice. He comes every day. He goes to work. And you just, Josh would be somebody you wouldn't even recognize. He walks down the hallway just quiet. And if you don't say hi to him, he's not going to say anything to you.
He blends in.
He's just that guy. And then, you know, he's always our captain because he was there every day this summer. He works really hard, he's that kind of guy that he tells everybody up front. Him and Mike Tindall, they are our directors on that offensive line, and they've really started getting these guys to gel. So I couldn't be more proud of those guys. But our seniors have done a really good job starting to step it up. And, you know, I think they realize the importance and the magnitude of what's going on right now. And they've done a good job. Those guys have been exceptional. One of them, you know, is Patrick Brunson. He's there, and he's going to be on everybody. Because, listen, when he comes on the field, it's game time. It's time to go play football.
We're going to have a lot more to talk about tonight. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be right back. We'll set the pause for these words from our messages for our sponsors, and back in a moment.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
The Frederick Academy Coaches Show, the head coach Brandon Eric on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bonsberger on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, and this segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. Back with the coach. Having the off week has been very good, except for Mother Nature has not agreed with you at all. We had 2 days of fall, and we're back to the middle of summer, it feels like. How is that affecting your workouts this week?
I talked about it a little bit. I think our kids have done a good job. They just have to stay hydrated as much as possible. Load a lot of water. And I tell them that right now, you just can't drink water at practice and expect to be okay. You got to load water 2 or 3 days before we get going. And they've done a good job of that. We've not had anybody really have to go out because of heat or anything. Some of them wanted to go out because of the heat, but they battled through it. You know, we've got some guys that never took a snap off. They went from scout team or went from starting defense to playing the scout team that rotated, never took a play off the last 2 or 3 days. So they've worked really hard. I think we've had some really, really good competition the last 2 or 3 days that's pushed each other. And it's kind of like I said earlier, I think if we continue to work as hard as we work like we did this week and battle and compete against each other, that the last five games could be very, very, very beneficial for us.
The last five games, the big push is on. The March, the Mercer is officially the beginning this week. And here's an interesting thing. Last week, you got the big win. Last year, you got the win 29-0. And do you realize your Knights have posted up 8 shutouts over the history of this team? Your team scores a lot of points, high octane, but you also shut people out on a regular basis. What makes this happen? Why is this a consistent thing with the Knights?
The kids buy in. If you don't get the kids to buy in, you're not going to. It's the mentality, and I talked to the defense today. It's we got to think like we're going to go out and dominate people. And, they bought into it. They get on to me if we roll in and we let some of the younger guys, because they don't want to give up any points ever, you know. But at the same time, you know, you got to get some experience for those young guys. But our starters really, they cherish the moment trying to dominate up front. And defensively, they hang their hat on those goose eggs. They like to keep zeros up there, and they do a good job. And offensively, we want to score. We want to score fast. And, you know, I thought this week we put in a few wrinkles. And I thought the kids had done a good job Monday, learning curve, Tuesday, little rough yesterday, but then today I thought we were much sharper at times. We missed a couple blocks, individual people, but not the whole scheme. So I think by tomorrow it'll be cleaned up and it'll look pretty sharp, and it's going to put people in some binds, what we're about to do. It's just a graduated series, what I call Pandora's box of plays that we can run off a certain player too, and we're going to be really good at it, and we're going to utilize it, and I think the kids have done a good job with it.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And against Pinewood, you're now 2-4. Back-to-back wins, by the way. Consecutive back-to-back year wins. What's the difference of why you're now turning around and getting these wins against a team that used to really dominate you now?
You know, Pinewood used to have a bunch more kids than we did, and so they get the draw from 8 to 10 counties. We're drawing from 2 or 3 counties, and, you know, one of the things is we got in the weight room, and we've been committed to it, getting bigger, faster, and stronger, and you're going to have some cycles where you're really, really good, and you're going to be where you're down, and I think they had a really good cycle of kids for the first 2 or 3 years that we were there, and now they're having to reload. And for them, it's not a rebuild; it's a rebuild, not a reload type situation for them. And you know, they're starting a freshman at quarterback. They're starting a bunch of other freshmen out there on the field. So again, that was the learning curve. You got to remember, we went over there when these seniors were freshmen and got beat 41-7. Mm-hmm. You know, yep. And now the learning curve is our seniors are, you know, they're playing some of their freshmen and sophomores. So we've had the upper hand the last couple of years, and I think that, you know, if we continue to play like we practiced this week, we have a good chance to continue that trend.
Mick Watson is their young quarterback, a freshman quarterback, and 6 interceptions on the season so far. Your defense hasn't had a lot of picks this year, but you have a quarterback that's definitely prone to throwing. Are you going to key on that this week?
You know, we talk about interceptions. We laugh about it because we have 14 pass breakups where we've actually had the hand on the ball where we just batted it down and didn't pick it off. But same time, you know, I think that that's a thing where we're going to still play our defense, but we put in a few wrinkles to take matchups away from people, and we've got the kids that can line people up and then run with folks and take away certain routes. And so we've made a few adjustments defensively in the secondary that's going to do that. I think that, you know, maybe we'll get a couple Friday night, a couple pickoffs, a couple interceptions, and, you know, we've been kind of conservative, done a good job, and the secondary's done an outstanding job of defending the pass. Like I said, they were a lot smarter at times. We know sometimes on fourth down not to pick it off and get take that loss of yardage. Instead of just bat it down, we'll get it right back up there where the line of scrimmage was at. So that's one of those things. We've been pretty intellectual in that situation right there.
He has 6 interceptions. You run a 3-4. Are you going to change that up and show more of an aggressive line this week potentially to change that up? Or are you going to stay with your traditional 3-4? Or you're not going to tell me?
We are who we thought we were. Let's put it that way. We're going to come out there and play our 3-4. If you're good enough to beat us playing our defense, then you're pretty good, because we played 5 teams this year, and not too many of them have scored on us. So I don't want to overload our kids too much. I want us, and our thing is we want to play, we want to be comfortable on defense and use our speed. We've got a few guys back, and we started looking at our 40 times, and on the back end from the linebackers in the secondary, we're a 4-7 or better at every spot.
Wow.
We're fast, and so let's play fast. Don't try to overthink it. When you start thinking, you play slow. When you don't think, you can play fast. And so we're going to continue to do what we do, read our keys, and make adjustments on the move as we can. If we see something and we can exploit, we're going to exploit it. I feel like we went through and we've done our percentages, and we know which way we need to slant on certain downs and slant towards certain formations. Who we're going to bring where, who's going to blitz, what guy's going to be the edge press guy and all that stuff. And we just don't want the kids to think too much. And on defense, thing is just get to the ball. And we stress that even today more and more, sprint to the ball. All 11 guys get to the ball. Because we all 11 get to the ball, somebody's going to get knocked out. And so, you know, I'm not bragging on our guys, but our defense is
pretty good. Back to the swarming defense that we used to see before.
Yeah, we're going to swarm around. And, you know, that's one of the things we talked about in the second half. We're going to swarm to the football, and I feel like that bunch is going to be, you know, we're going to still play that 3-4 and read our keys, but we're going to swarm to the football.
Avery Cobb has been out for a couple of games, and hopefully he'll be back this week. But we have 2 deep receivers. They have Dasher and Smith. Both over 6 foot tall, both over 180 pounds. How are you going to match up this week? Is Avery back? Can he help out?
Yeah, we're going to see Avery. He's going to be a little bit limited. He's still got a few. His hips still bother him a little bit, but we're going to see him. But matchup wise, you know, you're 6'1", 180. I've got Jayshon at 6'2", 190, standing over at 1. So that's not really going to bother us too much at corner, and Denver at the other corner. So I feel pretty comfortable with our guys. They know what to do, and our 2 safeties, Patrick and Jalen, back there, 6'1". So, and they can fly around and make plays. So I think we'll be fine back there.
We'll be right back with more of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right back in just a few moments.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with 2 locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles. Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice. Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice. Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com. A proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's. And let's go Knights! Fresh local seafood on St. Simons Island, St. Simons Seafood. Located at 2463 Demery Road in the shops at Demery Plaza, next to Demery Grill. St. Simons Seafood has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simons Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simons Seafood or call 912-634-2646, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, a location in Nats Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Parker's, St. Simons Seafood, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Back with the coach, looking forward to the game this weekend. And Pinewood Christian, the team goes on the road. One of your last two road games. You go on the road now, homecoming next week. You stay at home in the last game. Bullock, that's a nice package to finish up with for the last five games.
Yeah, that's good. That's the way we drew it up. We drew that number. We got lucky. That was not been the only positive I usually get when I draw the number right. That was it. I don't think I ever drawn a good number. But we have a favorable schedule. We do. We're on the road to Pinewood, and then we're home for three games, and then we go on the road for the Bullock game. And, we just got to take one game at a time. And we're really focused on Pinewood right now, and I think the kids have done a good job this week of just being focused on Pinewood. As coaches and kids, we sometimes try to look down the road. I always prepare way ahead, so I kind of know what we're going up against the next two or three weeks. But at the same time, we got to focus on the task at hand, and they've done a good job this week.
Update everybody on the injury report. It was pretty extensive before the break. You had guys that were duct taped together, still surprising us, like Simpson going on the field, but. How are we really sitting this week?
I think we're back completely healthy besides Lachlan maybe out this week. That's the only one with his shoulder still. But I tell you, I think Will Thompson and Josh Elliott rotating in, really doing a good job right there. I expect those two guys to do a good job up front. And we shouldn't miss a beat. I think we're just going to continue to keep rolling along. And I think kids have done an exceptional job this week at practice of being prepared and mentally preparing themselves.
Let's talk a little bit about the potential controversy you could have at this point. You have a quarterback that started that went out, got injured, is coming back in the lineup, but you have another quarterback that's emerged very well. Denver's taken over extremely well. The scheme is working. You've gone to a two-back set now pretty much. What are we going to do for quarterback? Is Simpson going to come back in? Is he going to move off to the side? Are you going to rotate guys and do the round robin and surprise everybody? How's this going to flow?
Well, it's funny that Mother Nature works this way, but Denver has a pulled bicep in his throwing arm. Yes.
So
this week we weren't Jalen the whole week because Denver can't hardly throw, so Denver's went to wide receiver and running back. So really, the guys that had all the snaps this week has been Jalen and JT. Again, it's the music on the chairs. I talked to Denver a little bit about today. I said, can you throw? And he was like, a little bit. It's still sore, and we really don't want to take a chance. But, we're going to rotate him in there some just so he stays fresh. He knows the schemes. We have a luxury right now. We got three guys that know what we're doing and can execute it. So, Rich. that's a benefit for me. I can sleep easy at night. You know, right after the first game when Jalen blew his foot out, we were a little bit, you know, had to change everything up. And now everybody's kind of adjusted and we're good to go. And it's just a blessing, I guess, to have those three guys. We get them all healthy. We got all kinds of packages put in. It just makes my job that much more fun.
I wish everyone listening on the radio could have seen everyone's faces in the crowd when you said, we're making a change this week.
Well, it wasn't that we weren't making a change. It was Mother Nature made us make a change. It was on the kickoff against Augusta Prep. He went down to make the tackle, and I guess he hyperextended. He pulled his arm back, and he stretched that bicep muscle, and it's just been tender. And he's told us for the last 2 weeks it's been tender, and he's been doing a lot of therapy. He tries to – Denver never tells you anything, so you really have to go pry it out of him. And so he just finally told me the other day, he said, I can't really throw that good right now. So if you just – I'll play running back and wide receiver. So that's what we've done a lot this week. But if he feels like he can get in there and we can do some run series with him, we'll get him in there and do some run series.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So this week it will be Simpson. This is not one of those things you're tricking the media every week now and trying to just surprise us, right? This is Simpson at quarterback.
He will start out at quarterback.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
Just because of the injury, I don't want to. I didn't want to rush him back into it, but at the same time, we're not going to have a lot of run series, you know, for Jalen. Jalen, if he runs, it's going to be one of the things he's running because it's the pass is not down the field and he's going to tuck it, but. He's also been told to get his butt down and not take a lick on the foot and get that thing, you know, be careful, be very
careful. So he's not a scrambling quarterback officially, but he needs to, he can.
Yes. Yeah. Right. We haven't dubbed him as, it's not run first, pass second. It's pass first, run second. Now, usually we're a run first, pass guy, but he's, you know, because of that, the toe and Denver, you know, we're going to be very cautious with it.
We've talked a lot about special team this year. You guys have had to run back. Kickoff runs back, you had punt return this year. Looking at Pinewood Christian, they have gone through three different kickers this year, and they only average 35 yards. What are you going to do the key on that? Because no one should be kicking to you, but if they do, they don't have a great kicking game.
What? Everybody should kick to us. I don't know why we won't. I kicked to the kids today. I even kicked a really pretty ball, about 50 yards. They caught it, tucked it, and they look really good running right at me. That's what's so scary. They're so fast. It is. I mean, I know why people don't kick to us. I kicked it off just to see what it looked like in person. We actually prepared for it. We know that they do a lot of squib kick stuff, so we changed our kickoff coverage or our kickoff return team, put guys in certain spots that we're going to make them kick it to one half of the field, and that we've kind of divided the field. We're going to take the return up whatever side, you know, we get that half. But we also have done a few other things. I told the kids the other day, we can't, if nobody's going to kick us the ball, then we got to generate some special teams, turnovers, block punts, things like that. So put in a few wrinkles there to generate some excitement, hopefully, and maybe generate some more touchdowns off special teams, because we have an advantage with our speed and we have to utilize it. If people are going to try to equalize it by kicking the ball out of bounds or not kicking to us, then we're going to go try to take it off their foot when they're trying to punt, do some things like that.
You've been blessed with a younger crew coming up and playing a lot of reps this year. You're healthier now. Will you keep rolling them in and out, or are you going to back off on that much turnover, or are you now going to keep adding them back in the lineup regularly?
Holy, you are to see practice. We got more bodies going in and out. I don't even know what's going on at practice half time. Guys are running in and out. We're literally, it's a constant flow of kids coming in and out. And we've told them, you get two plays or you get three plays, rotate. You're going from this spot to this spot. And we want to keep everybody, keep on keeping them. We don't want them to go and be like, well, I played the first two or three games and got some experience. But if you're not staying in the flow, it don't keep you in the flow of the game. And so we've been rotating kids, you know, at practice, and I think they've done a really good job. The kids have been like, yeah, get in, get me, let's go. And it's a luxury to be able to get some guys off the field and give them a breather and know that those guys have experience and go right in there and play and can make the adjustments that we need to.
Are you running it like a hockey team, almost one line in, one line out, almost like that?
It's crazy like that. We do have three or four that'll go in at one time, and so, but they've done a really good job, and I expect us to continue to do that as much as possible.
Well, thanks again, Coach. We look forward to the game on this Friday night. Back out on the road after a long break.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks again for joining us on the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out, join us at Nat's Landing on St. Simon every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. We'll see you out on the football field this coming Friday night on the road, and I'll see you there. Signing off, good night, Rich Bonker. Have a great night.